Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, December 6th, 2024. The annual Northeast Harbor Christmas Festival is happening this weekend, featuring activities for all ages, including the Neighborhood House Frosty 5K race for runners or walkers, and there'll also be a kids' run, a Santa's workshop where kids can shop for gifts for family members, greeting Santa and Mrs. Claus as they arrive on the main Seacoast Mission Sunbeam at the Northeast Harbor Marina, crafts for kids including cookie decorating, card making, and holiday-themed craft workshops, and merchants will be offering holiday sales and complimentary treats. The day will end with an Italian-themed dinner and concert with Cluster Funk and Company, a fundraiser for the MDI High School's 2025 Italy trip. That's all happening at the Northeast Harbor Christmas Festival tomorrow, Saturday, December 7th, from 8:30 a.m. until 8 p.m. on Main Street and at the Northeast Harbor Marina. Details and a schedule can be found on the Mount Desert Chamber of Commerce website at mtdesertchamber.org. Alley Hoop, a quarterly themed gallery, has put out a call open to all to submit their art for an upcoming event in Belfast organized by Artivism in Maine. The theme of the event is light, and reading from their call for submissions, quote, "In thinking of the upcoming holiday season, we celebrate the return of longer days ahead and the meaning this holds for us personally and in relation to each other. The light could be as it shines or as it makes shadows, on a large worldview scale or simply how it feels to be a human at this moment. Do you feel light inside of yourself? Do you sense it in others? What do you think would be important to shed light on, and what do you think is undeserving of the light it receives? There are many things in our world that are worth celebrating, but the issues that we are known to shy away from are important to face. If we shine light on the dark shadows, then they are limited in their power, and if we do so collectively, then we have the potential to embody the spirit of the season in true celebration of the returning light." End quote. For more information about how to submit a piece to the Alley Oop Gallery, you can contact Krista at Krista, K-R-I-S-T-A, at alphalibra.com, or go to activisminmaine.org. The event will be held at what they call an exciting new gallery event space in Belfast on December 20th. The Ecology Learning Center Drama Club, with support from Counterculture Collective, presents the world premiere of If a Tree Falls, an original musical by Etta Hughes and Carolyn Phelps Schultz, affectionately described by the writers as Romeo and Juliet, but with lumberjacks and wood nymphs. This folk musical follows environmental and anti-war themes, turning what could have been another classic love story into a poignant and tragic parable. The musical will be shown tomorrow and next Saturday at 7 p.m., and on Sundays, this weekend and next, at 2, at the Clifford Arts Center on Depot Street in Unity. For more information or to purchase tickets in advance, go to ecologylearningcenter.org. 50% of the proceeds will go to Mid Coast Conservancy and Land in Common, a land justice organization. And John and Courtney at the Countercurrent Collective also want to let listeners know that their Rhythm Sanctuary that was to be held this weekend is canceled due to illness, but they will be back on January 4th. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Please send me your events. Our community calendar is a little bit glitchy right now, and I'm not sure when it will be fixed, but I'll announce as many events as I can, as long as I know about them. So again, it's news@weru.org. Have a good weekend, and I'll see you on Monday.